Hi guys, it's me, Baby Kitten, and today I'm going to be answering SP's Hilarious PG Questionnaire by Southern Belle. Hi. She has how many questions? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. Number 1. What was the last song you listened to that makes you want to dance? The last song that I listened to that made me want to dance was probably I Got You by Bebe Rexha. I heard it on the radio and I really liked it. What is something you have given a lot of thought to lately? Probably, I need to get a popping filter. probably like school and working and stuff like that. I think after this semester, I'm going to be taking a break for a little while just to figure out if I want to keep pursuing what I am in school and just work and just make money. That way I'm not just at home doing nothing. Number 3, if you could change one law in your country, which would you change? Probably the drinking age, right? I would bring the drinking age down to 18 instead of 21. Because, I don't know, I don't feel like it needs to be that old. Number 4, if you could have anything up here in your pocket right now, what would it be? Well, my pants don't have pockets, but assuming it did have pockets. 100 dollars. Yeah. What are your favorite smells? Vanilla, cut grass, rain, the ocean, French fries. There's one more. It's like, I don't know, there's this this cologne that I like. I think it's Guilty by Gucci. That cologne is one of my favorite smells. Number, what am I on, 6? Yeah. Do you curse a lot? Hell yeah, I do. Like, a lot. It's like a problem. I need to probably fix that. Number 7, last song / movie / book you listened to / watch / read that made you cry. Let's see. The last movie that I watched that made me cry. Probably. What movies have I seen? I went to go see Moana and that made me cry, but that wasn't the last. I would say Moana. Or, well, sometimes when I get scared, I kind of cry. So I saw Get Out, and that, like, at a certain scene, it made me cry. Because the main character guy was crying and it made me cry. So, I think his name is Chris in the movie. Yeah, he cried and I was crying. that's a good movie, guys. Get Out was really good. A last song that made me cry. Probably Skinny Love by Bon Iver. It's always on my playlist, so I listen to it a lot and it makes me cry. All right. Number 8, right? Am I on 8? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, okay. If you could sit 3 people down from history and have dinner with them, who would it be and why? Let's see. Probably Rosa Parks, Amelia Earhart, and One more. Oh, Mr. Rogers. Yeah. I guess he counts as history, right? Yeah, okay. Those are my 3 because they all inspire me in some way. Number 9? I'm losing track of the numbers. What is a topic that gets you fired up no matter what time of day / night?
I'm not going to say that one, but that's one of them, but it's too embarrassing to say.
I would say probably Stranger Things, like talking about Stranger Things, or talking about Star Wars, or I don't know. The embarrassing one.
The embarrassing one. Okay, there's a story. The embarrassing one is I can talk about. Am I really gonna say this out loud?
It's really embarrassing and sad.
Well, I mean, guys, I'm 20, okay? So I grew up listening to. Well, not grew up, but like my teenage gross years were with One Direction, okay? So I can sit down and talk about One Direction, the conspiracy theories behind their group and everything. So that was the first thing that popped in my head.
Number 11, what was the last thing that you put on and thought, damn, I look sexy AF? I would say I have this really tight-fitting blue dress, and it's really, really soft, and it's kind of like bodycon, and I looked good. number 12, are you young at heart or an old soul? See, I don't know. I think I'm both. Is that possible? I don't think it's possible, because I have traits from both sides of that, but I'm probably more young at heart. And did I lose count? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yeah, okay. Describe your perfect date to me right now at this moment. And if you fantasize about your GWA crush, I won't judge. Okay, my perfect date. We would go to one of those trampoline places. We'd go to one of the trampoline places. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. But it has like trampolines, foam block pits that you can jump into and do flips and stuff. They're really, really fun. And I would go to that. We would go get food somewhere, preferably somewhere I can get Mexican food because I love Mexican food. And then we would go walk on the beach. And yeah, that's my perfect date. I think that was all the questions. Yeah, okay. I hope you enjoyed this rambly, embarrassing questionnaire. And I will listen to you beautiful people later.